First of all, must be a lot of memories sort of flooding to mind walking into this building.
Oh, definitely. I mean, even driving into town the other day when we were coming from Seattle, it was, exciting and really good to be back. And also nice to see the Broncos having some success building on last year's playoffs and obviously filling the building.
What are some highlights in your mind from your time coaching here?
Well, you know what? We had those 2 years with 40-plus wins. That was a team that was pretty talented, could have gone either way. I mean, the 1 year, we lose to Calgary, and it could have gone, I think, either way in that one. And the next one, we go 7 against Medicine Hat in the first round. So some good players, memories of players from Zach Smith to guys like Derek Claffey, Dale Weiss. I mean, obviously Cody Eakin as a young guy. So, a lot of fond memories.
It's about to be cool to see those guys thriving like they have in the National Hockey League. You know, long-term, good money contracts, setting themselves up for life after, for a couple of them, I think of Weiss, I think of Smith in particular, that weren't projected to be players like that, and after their time here in Swift have gone on to become that kind of player.
Well, it's a great story that we can pass on to our kids that are trying to make it. Just because you're not drafted at 18 doesn't mean anything. They were both passovers, redrafted at 19, and now are NHL hockey players. And, I'm lucky enough I stay in touch with most of them, and the time they had here obviously was special. They respect that, and now they're on to a different stage of their career. But, also the other players that have gone on to school is just as important. Yeah. And, you hear from them every once in a while, and that's probably just as rewarding as it is with the players that are in the NHL.
Taking on a role here with the Vancouver Giants, what made you decide this was the right fit for you to get back into coaching this way?
Well, you know what? I took the year off last year. Not my choice. I couldn't get any work. And, I did a little bit in Kootenay at the start of the year. And obviously with us selling the team, I didn't catch on anywhere this year. And I'm a big believer that if you're out too long, you might not get back in. And, I love the game. It's been my life. And this opportunity came up kind of last minute. And talked it over with my family, and they said, go do it. It's what you love. It's what you've done for your life, and give it a go, and hopefully I can parlay this into something else.
Is it different after running a team in basically every capacity in Swift Current to go back to taking on more specific responsibilities?
You know what, it's been kind of refreshing because you take a step back. I had the year to kind of reflect on my career as a coach and things you might do different and things that you would change. And then you get into a situation now where you're not in as high a capacity, but you get to work for somebody else. I got great coach in Jason McKee. I got an excellent general manager in Glenn Hanlon. And so to hopefully learn from them and maybe help them any way I can, I think it's a win-win both ways.
Well, I thank you for your time. I know you got to get back to work, but wish you the best of luck, certainly on the rest of this East Division road swing.
I knew you were going to say that, but thanks for having me on.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
That's Dean Chenev, associate coach of the Vancouver Giants, former coach and GM of your Swift Current Broncos. When we come back, Manny Viveros, head coach and director of player personnel for the Broncos, brought to you by Pioneer Co-op Agro Center. This is Robertson Family Group, Swift Current Broncos Hockey on the Eagle 94.1.